USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. is watching North Korea for signs of a possible missile launch or nuclear test in the coming days that officials are referring to as a Christmas present. It would be a major blow to one of the Trump administration's major foreign policy initiatives, the drive to get North Korea back to negotiations to eliminate its nuclear weapons and missiles. The final holiday shopping push is in full swing. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger says Saturday was a particularly busy day.
Best sectors were clearly discount department stores and off-price retailers. So discount department stores led by Walmart and Target, off-price led by Burlington, TJ Maxx, Marshalls, Ross stores.
Experts say what's come to be known as Super Saturday is expected to bring in billions more than Black Friday. This is USA
Radio News. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
There was a shooting at a Chicago house party that was being held in honor of someone who was killed in April. 13 people have been wounded, 4 of them critically. Chief of Patrol, Fred Waller.
Inside, there was a dispute where shots were fired inside, several shots. People started to spill out, and as they spilled out, more shots were fired. We saw an individual on the pod firing. At that time, more shots were fired at another location, so we have about 3 scenes.
A 69-vehicle pileup on an interstate in Virginia has injured more than 50 people. Virginia State Police Sergeant Michelle Anaya says the pileup began on a stretch of Interstate 64 in York County. She was asked for the exact cause.
Very hard at this time because it's the initial investigation. There's so many vehicles to find out the causative factor of the actual accident itself. But there was a thick fog during that morning at that time, and there was icy road condition.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
An old holiday tradition is starting a comeback. USA's John Hunt explains.
Catalogs. You know, those glossy paper and ink offerings of outdoor apparel, kitchenware, and fruit baskets are not quite headed for the recycling bin of history. A 1-2 punch of postal rate increases and the Great Recession had sharply cut their numbers. Common wisdom had everything retail-related moving online. But the industry rebound appears in the works, fueled by what might be an unlikely group. Younger shoppers who sometimes find it easier and more satisfying, even nostalgic, flipping the pages rather than clicking links. Industry experts say all of those catalogs crammed into mailboxes this holiday season are a sign that mailings have stabilized and may even be growing after a decline of over 40%. Since the Great Recession. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg has the latest numbers on how much it's costing you to fill up your car.
With this drop, regular grade is now $261 nationally, mid-grade is $292, and premium is $316. Diesel fuel now averages $305, and it is down 1 penny over the past 2 weeks.
San Diego has the highest cost per gallon at $362. The lowest average price is in Houston at $2.14 a gallon. Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.